After more than half a century, Colombia's guerrilla war is finally winding down. The Colombian government and Marxist rebels are holding peace talks in Cuba and have taken several steps to scale back the bloodshed. The most recent is a plan for the army and the FARC guerrillas to work together to remove landmines. John Otis reports.
Here in the steep Andes Mountains of central Colombia, Donaldo Gomez had a very close call right in his backyard. He shows me the place behind his farmhouse where he was cutting grass with a machete and struck a landmine. It turned out to be a dud, but Gomez's father wasn't so lucky. In 2003, he stepped down a mine and the explosion shredded his legs. My father was 79, Gomez says. He wasn't sick a day in his life, and then he gets killed by a mine. Gomez lives in an area that was once swarming with guerrillas. When the army moved into the region a few years ago, the FARC planted landmines to try to stop them. The same thing happened in many other parts of the country. As a result, some 11,000 Colombians have been killed or injured by mines over the past 25 years. These days, only Afghanistan racks up more landmine casualties.
Un acuerdo humanitario que inicia la limpieza y descontaminación.
But that may be about to change. Last month, rebel negotiator Iván Márquez announced that the FARC will team up with its enemy, the Colombian Army, to locate and destroy rebel landmines. The Army got rid of its mines a decade ago. The FARC has also called a unilateral ceasefire and has pledged to stop recruiting children under the age of 17. For its part, the Colombian military has halted bombing raids on guerrilla targets. Analysts say these moves indicate that the two sides are getting closer to a final peace treaty. Such progress is good news for Liliana Lopez. She runs a hotel in Sonson, a farm town in the mountains. The area used to be a war zone. FARC guerrillas kidnapped Lopez's mother and killed two of her cousins. But now, things have calmed down.
Si esa zona está minada, no, así por muchos proyectos que haga el gobierno, no van a volver.
Even so, Lopez says leftover landmines are hurting efforts to promote agriculture and tourism in the region. It's unsafe for people, for children, for animals, she says. To start addressing the problem, a British organization called Halo Trust is carrying out a small demining operation on the outskirts of Sonson. We tread carefully, steering clear of the red and white stakes, marking areas that have yet to be cleared of explosives.
We're now entering the minefield. You can see at the right, this is all the minefield. This is all the suspicious areas.
Jason Villamil, one of Halo's deminers, works with a state-of-the-art metal detector. But the FARC's rustic mines are often made with PVC tubing or glass jars and contain almost no metal, making them much harder to locate.
You see here we got a mine which is in a glass container. A person will step on a plunger. The plunger will inject sulfuric acid into the detonator, which is the only metallic piece of the mine.
To give me a better sense of the challenges he faces, Villamil conducts a test. My tape recorder contains just a small amount of metal. Still, it draws a strong signal from the metal detector while the landmine barely even registers.
Okay, that's a tape recorder. And that's the mine. That's a big difference.
It is.
After our experiment, Villamil uses an explosive charge to destroy the mine. But there are thousands more out there. That's why the plan for the army and the FARC to cooperate in destroying landmines is so important. The rebels know where many of the mines are buried, says a former FARC guerrilla who now works for Halo Trust.
Me siento contento porque no solo que tengo un ingreso.
After 9 years fighting with the FARC, he says, it now feels good to be doing this for a living because I'm helping to get these mines out of the ground. For NPR News, I'm John Otis, Sonson, Colombia.